I'm going to read it and I'm going to click it. Coming up on TMS, get more experience.
Brian tests things.
Dinklage is made of wax.
Civil War gets a streaming crossover.
The Great British Poo Museum.
Janet Jackson, if you're nasty.
Recommentals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
We walk right past that guard. You see him?
I see him, yeah, but does he see us?
Sure. Thinks we're a horse, see?
That's a great cheek, Neb Jola and his men.
The Morning Stream.
I can't believe you made me say that. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream for Wednesday, the 6th of April, April 6th, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ebbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
What's going on, man?
Not a lot. Just editing my recommendal.
Right here, right before the show. I got
right before,
it.
Actually, right during the show, yeah.
Well, you're one better than me. You're one better than me. I'm not going to say why, but you're definitely one better than me. In fact, you're two better than me because, well, I'll just admit it. I forgot about recommendals this week, and Brian gave me a really good idea for one before the show. So I'm going to use that one because I have seen it recently, and I love it. And it fits the criteria.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And it is my favorite movie from those directors. Which
I didn't know that.
Probably would surprise people.
That surprises me a little bit. I mean, not in a bad way. That's excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I find it difficult to tell you which of their movies I like the most. Like, it's hard.
It is hard, right? I mean, there's so many good ones. Look at that. We're just teasing. We're pulling Johnsons left and right.
Doesn't it feel like it fluctuates with them? Like, one minute it's... I won't say which one, but it's the one from 87, and you're like, yeah, that's the one. And then other times you're like, you know, that's the one
from 1994 or whatever it was.
Yeah, and then the 96, somebody, is that your associate back there in the tree chomper there? That's a good one. Anyway, so we'll talk about recommendals later. Nicole will be on. Tom will be here as well for some technology talk. I'm very excited to talk to Tom today and to be on DTNS because, as you know, Brian, it's the HTC Vive week.
Oh, really? So this is the week that... So they're shipping now, too? Is that the deal?
People are receiving their pre-orders now. I don't know what the status of back orders are with Vive right now, but people are getting them. Reviews are on par with what the... Basically, people are like, look, if you're looking for good high-end, like the high-end of this VR business, both Oculus and Vive have you covered on the high-end. The biggest differences are... One of them comes without touch controllers, meaning making your hands interact in the world, and one does. And one will come with or sell them later, but the Vive comes with them now. One is $200 more, one is less, and you would imagine that the reason the $200 more is there is partially due to those controllers being part of the package. Sure. Long story short, I still think the jury's out on like where people who want to invest on that high-end plane, where to put their money at. I do think that it's an easy sell, though, to get the PlayStation VR if you have a PS4.
Yeah, yeah, that's an easy one for me. And I think I missed out on all the pre-order, at least the first wave of pre-order ability, but hopefully get in on the next wave of pre-order ability.
I wonder when that will be.
Why did GameStop? Actually, I could probably still pre-order at GameStop, but why would I want to do that? Would I want to do that?
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't think you want to do that, because here's why. You'll walk into GameStop, and here's what they'll say to you. Sir, do you have our monthly stupid magazine bullcrap? And you'll say no. Would you like to insure your thing for an extra $15? And ask them why, and they'll say, I don't really know. That's just something we do here. It's a nightmare. I like people who I've known many people who have worked there. Yeah. I know a couple of kids who work there now. Mm-hmm. All I know, it was the place where I went once and overheard the clerk telling a lady looking for something for her son in the 16-bit era. Talked her into getting a Sega Genesis because he had heard rumors that Sega was buying Nintendo.
You don't want to get caught on the, unawares.
Yeah.
When you get,
You don't want to end up with Eternal Champions 2 when I guess that was a Sega game. But the point is that he was wrong, and I knew it then. Like, I was in the store looking at my copy of Earthworm Jim 2 or something.
Right.
And I overhear him say that. I'm like, you're so full of crap, dude.
pretty soon you'll just be able to get some firmware, and this will be able to play Nintendo games. Yeah. Nintendo's going to fold, you know.
That's kind of what he was saying.
This whole Mario thing can't last.
Oh my gosh, you're actually making me a PTSD about the experience. Because you're sounding just like this guy. I hate that thing. So the friends that I have, or the people that I know a guy whose kid works there. His son's 17 or 18 or whatever. He works there. Yeah. And I feel like going over there and just saying sometimes, have you sat down with him and just told him not to be one of those guys? Anyway, Best Buy has them too, though, I think. Best Buy still has pre-orders, I think.
Really? You can get them there. I could totally do Best Buy. Yeah. I actually still like Best Buy.
Yeah, no, Best Buy is fine.
Best Buy is like the abusive ex-girlfriend that you just keep coming back to.
Yeah, she'll slap you across the face, but you're
like, "Give me more." You walk in, she ignores you.
Yeah.
You have a hard time finding her when you need her.
Yep. And when you do find her, she doesn't really know what's going on.
Right.
She doesn't know where to send you.
She has to talk with her friends.
Yeah. She always has to go talk to her friends before she can tell you anything. Always wears the same blue shirt. It's kind of shitty, but you keep going back.
God, do you have any other clothes? Jeez.
Well, you'll never forget her name because it's right there on her shirt.
Do you have anything that's not blue and khaki?
All right. What else? So I wanted to point people's squinties. So if you're listening to the show and you like what you hear, you might like this thing I do on Tuesdays now. It used to be a Saturday affair, but we've moved it to Tuesday nights for various reasons, mostly schedule reasons for me. But on Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. Mountain until 10 p.m. Wait, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 3 hours. We do the Experience Point stream on Twitch over at frogpants.com/Twitch. And it's myself and John Jagger. And then loads of friends will join us here and there. Last night we had a bunch of girls on. It was great.
Girls don't play video games.
Oh, I asked. By the way, somebody had emailed me and said I shouldn't call women ladies anymore.
What?
That it's offensive to call them ladies. And I said to I don't know that I actually replied. Maybe I did.
Isn't that the parallel to gentleman? And I kind of like being called a gentleman.
I do too.
It's inaccurate, but I like being called that.
I don't know why that one's offensive, but apparently when you say ladies, that's offensive, at least to this person. And maybe it's to more, and maybe I'm naive to it. But I asked all these girls online last night, I said, are you guys offended if I call you ladies? They're like, no. Why would we be offended by that? Right. And I need some clarification. If anyone out there can fill me in on why ladies is now in the lexicon of offensive terms for women, can you tell me why?
Right. And to the person who wrote in, I'm sure, you know, everything else about you I totally like, but I'm sure it's a dude who writes in to say what ladies are offended by.
Oh, it may have been a dude, I wonder. No, I think it was a lady.
Was it?
You know what? I'm not sure. But and then again, there I go with a lady.
You just twisted the knife, too. I think it was a lady.
I think we can, but at the most, we can all at least agree that there are two genders. I don't know. Last time I checked, Brian. There's the man gender and the lady gender, right?
Sure.
There's the X and the Y chromosome. There's the vajayjay and the peni. Those all exist. So we have differentiating terms. We have he and she. We have him and her.
Right.
We have man and lady.
We have boys and girls. We have men and women. We have ladies and gentlemen. We have.
It's not like I'm calling someone a crack whore is what I'm getting at.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm not calling.
You know, Jeannie points out babes, broads, probably the more offensive.
Dames, birds. Birds a good one.
I kind of like birds.
Yeah, birds.
kind of like that one. She's a right bird.
She's a right bird, yeah. I like the foreign terms for sexist remarks. nobody's saying, well, who's saying broad now anyway? Wow, did you see that broad when she walked in? Who says that? Nobody says that.
Dolls, bimbos, no, we don't use that. No, chicks?
Ever. Chicks once in a while say, dude, that
isn't,
chick.
Isn't chicks the equivalent? Again, you got to look at the parallel and say to yourself, would I be offended by the parallel of chicks? Which I think is dudes, right? Chicks and dudes?
Chicks and dudes. Yeah. Ladies and men, chicks and dudes. Yeah, chicks and dudes. Dude is the Y chromosome. Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah, the Y chromosome of the... Wait, who has the Y chromosome? Men, right?
We have the Y chromosome.
Oh, you know how I know that, don't you?
Why?
When I was a kid, you know how I kept them figured out? Although it seems right now that I didn't, but I really did.
I can, you know what? I'm visualizing. I think I can guess how you kept them apart.
Well, let's see if you're right.
That the Y looks like
Y looks like a wiener.
A wiener, yeah. how did I accurately predict that?
That's the only way I knew how to do it.
I swear to God, we could be on the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, we could. Whoopee. We'd have to say whoopee, though. Because they didn't say anything.
Oh my God, I'm getting an idea for Frog Pants All Stars next year.
Oh my Lord. I can feel it coming out of
you. The podcaster newlywed game. Like we have people who do pair, like two-person podcasts.
Except we couldn't be on together. That would suck.
There's the drag, yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
Maybe somebody else needs to do this. Somebody else take the reins on this because...
Well, there's plenty of... Like, you could put Tom and Jury together. You could put me...
You'd have to do Jury and Schwood.
Jury and Schwood, yeah. So then Veronica and Tom.
Right, Veronica and Tom would be perfect. If we could get...
Put me and Dunaway together.
Kanata and the We Have Concerns pair.
Yeah, those... Carboni.
Carboni, thank you.
Yeah. You could put... who else would be up there?
Weinzerl and either Dills or Jocelyn.
Yeah, you could do that. Dills Jocelyn. Ossadils.
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 Ossadils Earl.
Anyway, I never got to my main point, which is it's a Tuesdays at 7, frogpants.com/Twitch. And last night we played with the lady. We're called the Man Ladies when we play with them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other thing. They call themselves ladies and they call us Man Ladies. So
yeah.
It's like ladies. Anyway, ladies night, whatever. We played Heroes of the Storm, and they have this new mode that's basically it's called ARAM mode, which is all random, all middle. That's a thing that people have been doing in MOBAs for a while. I never had previous to this, but that's where the term comes from. And they put in a mode that is specifically that. It's a one lane map, and you just fight. That's it. There's no objectives other than to kill the core. You just fight. And we do random, which means everyone's totally something they're not planning on playing.
That's so cool.
We had a blast. So if you like that kind of tomfoolery and you want to come watch us play video games of all stripes, not just Blizzard games, you can come to that at frogpants.com/Twitch every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
I'm gonna come to that because I want to play Overwatch with people.
We did some of that last night, too.
Can we do that? Is that a thing? Can we do that?
We could
Does
do
it
that.
Have to be Heroes, Scott?
No, it can be Overwatch. It can be, I don't know, it can be anything. It could be that old. Do you remember that old Western game where the cowboy had a wiener out? Do you remember that game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know the one. It's called
Custer's Last Revenge.
Custer's Revenge.
Last Stand or Custer's.
Custer's Revenge, Custer's, right?
Custer's Revenge.
Which always sounded like a gastrointestinal problem to me.
I've got Custer's Revenge.
We could play that. Although I think that thing's real rapey.
Yeah, I don't think we want to play that.
Yeah, that game's not.
No, it's bad all around. It's not even just Custer's wiener being the problem. It's, it's, you know. It's treatment of women and Native Americans and Native American women.
And it also plays very poorly. My memory is that it controlled bad and it just was a piece of crap.
I'd probably be better at that, though, than I would at Overwatch. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Well,
you know what? I feel pretty good about Overwatch. I mean, I can get 6 or 7 kills in a match.
Yeah. You're fine.
It's all right. And I'm level 8, people. Come on.
Come on. Give them a break. Let's play later. I want to play.
All right. You know what? All right. After Coverville.
Okay. Finally, you're doing a, before we go to Daryl time, you're doing a little experiment, and I am curious about this. What are you doing?
I'm so excited about this. All right. So tonight or sometime today, UPS, according to the messages I get from UPS SurePost or whatever it's called, sometime today they are going to be delivering from Amazon my pre-order of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Mm. And there's an interesting little bonus add-on if you happen to have one of these little guys. And this is a BB-8 Sphero deal. I don't know. I found this at Dragon Con. I just went home with it. that's a joke because Tom or Jury lost theirs at Dragon Con.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know where you got that from. How weird.
Yeah, I just found it at Dragon Con, came home with it. If you watch Force Awakens with this guy, he reacts to all the scenes. Like when Kylo Ren is on screen, he like cowers in fear, I guess. And in you know, when there's exciting stuff going on, he's like bouncing around. So I'm really, really excited to see what this is all about. Well, by the way, my cat loves this thing.
Oh, really?
This is probably, you know, is You get kind of a second life with this thing. You get the taking it out of the box, playing with it for hours for a few weeks while you just drive it around the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's its first life. Then its second life is, this is the greatest cat toy ever. Because she will follow this thing around. Now its third life is watching Force Awakens with it. So
as Force Awakens Blu-ray is available on Amazon, is it not?
Yeah.
Why can't I find that?
Probably because you're misspelling it.
Force Awakens Blu-ray. Maybe. Am I?
It's got
to Oh, it does. If you just do Force Awakens, it gives you Deadpool first. If you put Star Wars : The Force Awakens, it comes right up.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I found it. Okay. Sorry. This is all very dumb because my wife was going to get it at Costco for the same price, but we can save tax and get free shipping if we do it on Amazon. This is all very non-important to people listening to the show, but I'm glad you hung around anyway, listeners. all right. So, Brian, you're going to report back.
I will report back. There's no 3D version, by the way. That's kind of a bummer. Is that you know, usually you get the triple disc stuff. You get the 3D, the Blu-ray, and the DVD all in one, and then a digital download. That's my jam.
It's a good thing though that you're one of like four people on planet Earth who gives a shit about 3D.
You know what? Oh, I'll tell you this. Whatever TV we picked up that does support 3D, and you have a PlayStation 4, mm-hmm. which works with it.
Sure,
it looks great. It's looks surprisingly good.
Mm-hmm. Sitting there with glasses on, like some kind of goof. It's great.
Inside
it's the best.
Your own house, I know. Fine. Okay. Fine.
Hey, look. At least you can control what fecal matter is on your glasses.
It's my own.
It's your own.
It's my own, and nobody else's. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll report back. I'm very excited about how that goes. You should film it from your phone while it's doing it.
I don't know if I can. I can film it from my iPad while it's doing it because I think it requires the microphone on your phone. Really, it's your phone listening to the movie telling BB-8 what to do as opposed to BB-8 having a microphone. But
good point. But some other device. Yeah, I want to see the reaction of that thing and make a good little YouTube video.
Yep.
All right. I like the sound of all this, but more than that, I like the sound of this.
Yeehaw! I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us now for an episode of Stump Daryl, brought to you by...
Brought to you by me! No, not Brian. I'm Ted, and I'm riding my bicycle from London to Paris in September for charity. For you Americans, that's about the distance between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Please, spare some change and visit bit.do. Bit.do, really? Oh, is that the British one? bit.do/cycle-ology. Is that really bit.do?
Bit.do. I don't know. But now that you've...
Does that work?
I love how it sounds. I love the sound of it. It's amazing.
Bit.do. I like that way better than bit.ly.
That's pretty good.
Bit.do.
So we had a little experience just now that I want to tell everybody about. I had a caller come in and it was super loud because they had our show in the background going, brah, 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 brah. When that happens, I hang up on them and add the next guy. The next guy is on the phone now. Wow. That's right. The hammer dropped. The hammer dropped.
But you answer so quickly. Sometimes people can't get to that button to take down the volume quick enough.
Let it be a warning to you.
All right, there you go.
No.
Daryl Skills is on the line. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How was your commute?
Very short, like it always is.
It is. You don't live far from where you do your work, do you?
Nope. It's like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's great. That's a good thing. And from what I can tell from your vines, other than the times you're pissed about phone books or time changes, you seem to be, it seems to be a nice scenic ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
You're living the dream. Everybody should be going to work like Daryl every day. Or wouldn't it be cool to have a job where one day you just randomly get up in the morning and start talking to a microphone about cool stuff? Wouldn't that be a nice
that's
job?
That's even better.
It would be. It really would. On the phone with us also, a listener who called in Tootsuite and got to be second caller, technically.
Oh, well. It doesn't really matter. Hello, guys. This is Andreas, the Greek from London. How are you guys doing?
So
right?
Once again, another shot at the big win, dude. How's it going?
Yeah, everything is fine. Thanks very much. I also, if you want to hear a very small, funny story, kind of takes over your pot, you know, smoking guy from the toilet yesterday.
Okay.
So it's very quick. I was at work the other day, a couple of days ago, and I guess it was like a bring your own children at work kind of thing. So there was a guy in the canteen with his
My favorite
child.
Is bring somebody else's
children
to
work. Bring other people's children to work day.
That would be creepy, but yeah. So this guy with a 5-year-old, mm-hmm. and after I finished my lunch, I go to the toilet, and I hear this. I think the guy came over to the toilet with his son. He didn't want to leave him alone, so I hear this from the stall next to me. Dad, number one or number two? My guy goes, keep it quiet, man. Come on, Dad, number one or number two? All right, number two. Oh, Dad, that's disgusting.
Of course it is. Tell that, give that kid a copy of Everybody Poops. Everything will be fine.
Oh, that was amazing.
Wow. All right. Well, good. I like a good public bathroom story. They don't hurt anyone. They're better for us as life moves on. Daryl, speaking of life moving on, today is a chance for you to get a question right or wrong. And if you do get it right, that's good for us because that means you're smart. If you get it wrong, that means you're not. But it could be a win either way for Andreas in London. So we're going to find out one way or the other after Brian explains the rules.
You mean there's more than what you just said?
Mine was all
Andreas
gibberish.
Andreas is going to predict whether or not Daryl is going to get the question right. And if he is correct, he is going to win a prize package that includes a code to unlock Zeratul in Heroes of the Storm, any song from the Andrew Allen Library, a Norwegian CD, which is perfect for a Greek named Andreas from London.
Well.
And a copy of the, I'm sorry, not a copy of, you get a Fifth Element action figure. It is Corbin Dallas, 3¾ inches, fully posable. And it could be yours. It's an exclusive from Funko and Super 7.
Yes, fully posable. If you, by posable, you mean his legs will be straight out and his arms will never bend.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't mind that he can only shoot straight or straight down. Yeah.
Perfect.
Right target.
You know what would be great is if he came with a small fridge and then that one actor guy with the mustache that he put in the fridge.
Right. The guy who played one of the replicants in Blade Runner.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that guy who died recently who we liked. We liked that guy.
That's right. I forgot he died recently.
Yeah, we liked him. Yeah. He's a film sack favorite. Anyway, let's tell them what the subject.
The category today is Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Rename the dog, Indiana. All right. So, Daryl.
Well, don't give anything away, Scott. That could be the question.
Oh, could it? I got to stop doing that. Okay, how about this one instead? You ever lose your car keys?
That could be the question too. I'm telling you not to do that.
Oh, okay. I can't be
like, do more of it.
Like, what did he lose when he needed to get into his car?
Right, exactly.
Money, Bernie. All right. So here's your question, Daryl. Oh, we got to ask. Okay.
Yeah. Hold on,
Andreas.
Do you think he's going to get it right or wrong?
Yeah. As my Scottish friends would say, yes. You're going to do it this time.
Okay.
He's going to get it this time.
They say yas, the Scottish do?
Yes. The Scottish say yas if they're very positive about something.
I thought they said, this is Sparta, and then kick him into a hole. That doesn't happen. Maybe not. Okay. All right, Daryl, it's your chance to do it. Here's your question. The Sean Connery quote, "You're the man now, dog," became a huge meme in the mid-2000s. It became a huge website as well, all based around a clip from the movie. What Sean Connery movie does this clip come from? Was it A, Finding Forrester, B, Entrapment, C, Just Cause, or D, Family Business? So which of those show or which of those movies had the line, "You're the man now, dog"? Finding Forrester, Entrapment, Just Cause, or Family Business? So just mull over that one, man.
Right. Now, Scott, did you get your little food, your little buttercrack egg?
No.
Oh.
No, I've been called that before, but I don't have one. It's such a buttercrack
egg.
It's
in a smaller package, so be ready for it.
Well, I'm familiar with smaller packages. It's fine. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't gotten any. I didn't get that, and I also didn't get the mug yet, so I don't know what's going on. Something with the Utah mail. It's all effed up. But yeah, no, I'm anxious to receive said egg.
Are you prepared to receive a buttercrack egg?
Limp, 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 egg. Egg? All right, sorry. Daryl, let's do this. Let's dig in. Let's poke around. Let's see what we can find.
I don't know why Iceworm would think I would know anything about this.
Are you not big you're not a big Connery fan?
Oh, he's a great actor, and I like him in anything he does. I just haven't seen a lot of it.
Have you ever seen...
It's more like knowing the meme more than knowing his movies, you know, because...
Yeah. That's true. If you know this meme, yeah. I feel like you don't even have to be that familiar with his body of work, but the meme itself, the website was called UTMND.
YTMND.
Or yeah. YTMND, what did I say, you?
UT, yeah.
Yeah, they, .com, and it's still there, and you go there, and it's just like weird, repeating, almost GIF-like things with audio.
Right. This was kind of the animated GIF, you know, before it became... how big it is today, right? I mean, you'd get like a little animated GIF from a movie that would just repeat over and over and over.
Yeah, it well that and it, but it had audio too, which made it weird. They were all Flash, I think. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I don't know. It kind of was a huge thing, and then it just went away.
It just disappeared.
Or it's still there, but nobody cares now, I think. Right. I don't know. Social media did stuff to things. All sorts of things are bygone era stuff.
It's
just
things don't last. There's no permanence in the internet age.
There's no permanence of anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Except us and Andreas and his international attempts at winning prizes all the time.
That's right.
He's always.
Are we gonna have to ship this to England?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, just Seattle. Don't worry.
Oh, Seattle.
That's right. Yeah, you got people in Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah. Go to Seattle. That's
right. There's a sleeper cell in Seattle. It's all gonna be fine. Everything's good. Deal. All right, Daryl.
Yep.
I didn't want to. I'm not implying he's a terrorist. That's not what I meant. I meant.
That's all right. No worries.
Okay. I just meant he had a place there where people know him and they can get stuff for him. That's all I meant.
It's up in the tree.
Yeah, it's a cell where people sleep. All right, Daryl. What do you think?
That's what that guy was doing in the tree. He was trying to get that prizes. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Does anybody know the answer to this?
Well, I do.
Well, yeah, because it's written on your thing.
No, I knew it before.
Even hearing the four choices.
Yeah, I knew it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I knew it before it was a meme. I'm that big of a You're the Man Now dog hipster. That. Total hipster over here.
How about Mr. England? Does he know?
he doesn't get to say. trying to stack your deck here.
Well, I put a dot by C, and I don't know why. I just did.
Okay.
But I think it's probably A.
Oh, well, so which one are you picking there?
I'll go with the first thing I thought.
Okay.
And I have no reason. It's just a random dot that I just stuck by it. So
you just feel it. You just feel it somewhere in your bone there that you can, that's your deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, quit feeling your bones.
Just kidding. So which thing is it?
He's saying C. Was his first initial Just Cause is what he's saying. So let's find out. By the way, not to be confused with the video game series Just Cause, for those wondering.
Right.
Daryl, is he right? Is it Just Cause? Incorrect. It is Finding Forrester.
It really was C.
Shoot, I should have gone with A.
You should have gone with A. The clip comes from Finding Forrester. Sean Connery plays William Forrester and becomes the mentor of a young writer. Here's a scene in which the clip comes from right here. Right.
Punch the keys, for God's sake! Yes! Yes! You're the man now, dog!
That's such a dumb scene. That is even better with just audio. And
it really
hearing
is.
More of it than just the you're the man now dog. That is fantastic.
Also, the difference between punching the keys and whatever he was doing before that doesn't seem all that different to me. It seems about the same.
No. Yes. Oh yes, harder now.
It's a bit like what's that show where I can't think of his name. Initials man from Spider-Man, but he's a big actor guy, J.K. Simmons.
Oh yeah, J.K. Simmons.
What's the movie where he's yelling at the kid trying to learn how to play?
Oh, it's Backbeat or Backlash.
Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Backbeat, Whiplash.
Backbeat, Backlash, Whiplash.
So it reminds me of that. It's that kind of movie where it's like the old master is trying to pound it into the kid that you can do anything you want to do or be the best at whatever.
Yeah, I think Sean Connery's character is a little more supportive.
Yes, exactly. That's my whole point. Is like that's a more hardcore street level.
God, deal. I loved Whiplash. I thought it was such a good movie.
Still need to see it. All right. So there's there you go, Andreas. I'm now going to hang up on you in a very unceremonious manner because that's what happens when people lose. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Daryl, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You got tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day and a new chance for you to solve the world's problems in one fail swoop. Let's bid you adieu by saying Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. You can now share us in one of your weird Google things, because I loved that yesterday.
Okay. What is the Google search suggestion for this? And it's going to be, we're looking for the second one, and I will tell you the first one. Vomiting makes me blank. And the first result is feel better.
Okay.
What is the second result?
The worst.
Vomiting makes me vomit. Vomiting makes me lighter is going to be my, or lose weight. Lose weight is going to be my.
You know what? That's not bad. That's not, I mean, I don't like its implications, no, but it's not
bad. We're not recommending it, but we're saying that.
All right. And we don't do multiple choice on this, so I'm going to. Makes me. You know
2000s
what?
2000s movie star.
I'm trying to think of what the internet would say. I think it is lose weight. I could be wrong. I'm going with Brian, but I like it. Something about it.
All right.
I mean, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, Daryl, what is it?
I need a buzzer here. If the real answer is vomiting makes me pee.
Wait, it makes... What?
Really?
I am seriously hanging up on Daryl right now. I am not listening to that one more second. Vomiting makes me pee? Who's peeing when they vomit?
Apparently, the second largest group of people in the world who use Google.
Oh, my Lord.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
I've never heard that. Today's news brought to you by...
Try RentTheChicken.com. Farm fresh eggs without the commitment. Free delivery to more than 40 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada. Also, try hatching your own chickens with HatchTheChicken.com. Have an exciting day and visit RentTheChicken.com.
All right. Chat room says it's called Musical Alchemist says it's called Coming Out of Both Ends. No, that's when you got the poopy end that bump in the barfy. Right? Isn't that what that is? How are you feeling this weekend? Oh, I was so sick. Oh, what happened? Oh, I was coming out of both ends. They're not talking about I was peeing the whole time. Right? That can't be it.
I'm busy checking out rentthechicken.com because I can't believe this is a thing. Oh, look at this. Wow.
Isn't that, it's an actual thing, dude.
It's an actual thing. Yeah. Call us today. Free copy of Fresh Eggs Daily Book and a free 8-ounce bag of chubby mealworms at delivery.
Mm-hmm. Rent
the Chubby
Chicken.
Mealworms.
RentTheChicken.com was maybe my favorite URL of the month.
It's mine for sure, yeah.
I'm just looking here. Hatchling rental, pricing and locations.
Let's see. Free delivery to most of Denver and within 50 miles of Fort Collins, so they do have in Colorado.
Brian, rent a chicken.
I love fresh eggs.
You should rent a chicken. Let's see. Utah has a listing. Let's see. Nope. No Utah. Damn it!
Aww.
How am I supposed to rent a chicken in Utah?
You can't.
Prove it, you can't. All right. In today's news, Peter Dinklage. I'm saying that right?
Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage.
He is he's the little guy there in the Game of Thrones, right? Mm-hmm. station agent, also excellent in that. He has a wax figure in the works, and this is at Madame Tussauds.
Oh, cool.
Or to Souds, as I used to say. Actor Peter Dinklage is getting a wax figure of his liking at that place. The attraction picked Dinklage to mark the return of HBO's hit series, The Game of Thrones, or just Game of Thrones, which is slated to premiere sixth season this month. Do we know what the date is, by the way, for that? We don't know.
Oh, it's April. It's this month, yeah. April 24th, I think. I'm pulling it up right now.
Very, very interested in this new season.
Oh yeah!
Because now we are beyond the books now, and everything's off the table. We don't know what's going on.
Right. So. Yes, it is April 24th.
The Emmy-winning actor is known to millions of fans as the character Tyrion Lannister from House Lannister on the popular series.
He was just on Saturday Night Live this last weekend.
How was he?
He was actually really good, and they didn't do any jokes that capitalized on his size.
Good.
Yeah.
Because.
It'd be really easy for them to do that,
it's
right?
It's too easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Why would you do that?
Yep, exactly. No, he was really funny. He played... That was a really funny Winnie the Pooh sketch. Actually, the best sketch of the night. If you're gonna Hulu one sketch from Saturday's Saturday Night Live episode, it's the Glory Hole sketch.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. I think it might be the funniest thing I've seen on Saturday Night Live in the last several weeks.
Wow. It would be several years for me because I haven't really enjoyed SNL very much in the last several casts.
Oh, yeah. Naked and Afraid was really good, too. Yes. By the way, the chat room is loving your low-hanging fruit. Oh. That actually, you
I inadvertently. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. I didn't mean to. I really didn't.
I think that's the title for today's episode.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
You're not wrong. Putting it in now. low-hanging fruit. All right. Anyway, that's a thing. So get excited, everyone. The new Captain America Civil War casting is suggesting a Netflix crossover. Even though they've stated pretty emphatically that they don't want to do much of that. They've always maintained that their world is all connected, but disconnected between the TV and the movie shows, other than, you know, references to New York and all that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the TV shows mention. It's funny. The TV shows mention the movies all the time,
mm-hmm.
but you don't see it the other way around. You don't see, well, you know, Coulson's got his agents that he's working with,
what's going on in Hell's Kitchen? Some
exactly.
Real trouble.
Yeah.
It's not. They don't do it the other
way. I totally wish they would.
Well, and it looks like they might. Well, they might. So there's a new casting announcement. This could indicate that the problematic relationship might be changing for the better. A small press email sent earlier in the week via comingsoon.net listed Alfre Woodward. You know her.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's from the. She's actually in the Suicide
Squad. Steel Magnolias she was in.
Oh,
right?
Was she in that? I don't know. She might have been. But she's in the Hateful Eight. The
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Why do I say Hateful Eight when I say Suicide Squad?
I don't know.
Squad?
Why did you say that?
Well, because they're hateful and there's like eight of them.
Desperate Housewives, 12 Years a Slave.
She's great.
She is great. Award-winning, I think. I'm trying to remember what she did win for something. She was in First Contact, of course. Yeah. Star Trek Connection.
Yes, and she was also in... she was the one that Picard took to the ship and she was all freaked out because she'd never seen it before, where he was just breaking the Prime Directive left and right.
Right. Right.
And then she was Scrooge. Also in that great old show with Sam Watterson. Oh, what was that called? It was something like the 50s or something.
She was in Hill Street Blues. She was in...
What was that show?
True Blood. State of Affairs.
No.
She was in True Passion Fish.
No. When Harry Met Sally.
K-Pax.
No.
Primal Fear.
No. Look for TV show. Look for series.
I am. I'm trying.
90s.
Memphis Beat.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I'll Fly Away.
That's the one.
Okay. That Genie actually came up with that one. So.
That's a great old show. I want to say she won Best Supporting or Best Actress for that show. She was great in it. Man, she mm-hmm. was good. And it featured the one guy who was later did all kinds of drugs, but he was a twin brother. Nope, we're not going down that hole because I don't want to look up another guy. There's another guy in there.
All right. So anyway, they're teasing that she's
among the Civil War cast members who will be attending Los Angeles' premiere. Woodward is expected to make her MCU debut in Netflix series Luke Cage as Maria Dillard. So the connection is the Luke Cage series.
Sure, right.
And
that's cool.
There's no confirmation yet that is actually the character she's playing, but that is cool.
Seems like, oh my gosh, and why can't I remember her name? The nurse who's crossed over between Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Felina Vondersmack.
Oh, you know the actress.
Palooka Smearbag. No?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it, yes.
That's another good show title, Palooka Smearbag.
Claire Temple, Rosario Dawson, why can't I remember her name? Yeah, Rosario Dawson. She'd be a great person to cross over somehow into the movies because she's got ties to all the Netflix.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm all for this crossover. I think it'd be great. I don't know what that is. That's just some weird fan service, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's great.
Britain. There's Britain, you know.
Just Mirbag.
I'm going to use that for a title someday.
I love it. Yes.
The British Poo Museum. The Pew Museum is literally full of crap. The National Poo Museum. I cannot say those two words together.
Poo Museum.
There we go. Opened last week at the Isle of Wight Zoo. What? Anyway. Visitors can see excrement-oriented exhibits such as feces from other 20 different animals, like elks, lions, and the human baby, and even fossilized poo.
I like the elks, lions, and a human baby,
and a human baby,
and a caveman,
exactly. Fossilized poo, or what they're referred to as coprolites. Hey, you gotta, why don't you clean up your coprolites? They're everywhere.
That's great.
Dating back 140 million years ago, according to the BBC. BBC? Oh, the hour will be 1 p.m. GMT. Nigel George. Oh, that's the best British name of all time. Nigel George.
Nigel George.
That's fantastic.
Now, Nigel is good, but it needs to be something like Festerington or
yes.
something like that.
Nigel George Festerington.
Now we're talking.
One of the chief crap curators, it says here. Says the reason for doing a museum dedicated to duty is simple. Poo provokes strong reactions, unquote. Small children naturally delight in it, but later we learn to avoid this yucky disease-carrying stuff. And that even talking about poop is bad. He told Hartel Pool Mail. What the hell's that? Quote, for most of us, under the layers of disgusting poo, under the layers of disgust and taboo, we're still fascinated by it. Do you have to have a whole museum, though?
Yeah, sure.
Really? Like the whole thing dedicated to poo?
No, you really don't.
I don't know that you do.
But it's at the zoo. It's like, it's poo at the zoo.
If I... Oh, poo. finally. Hey, look who's in the news. Hot tabloid getting person ever. Janet Jackson is
wow.
in the news.
So
I know.
Timely.
Yeah, Miss Jackson if you're nasty. She's pregnant at age 49, or is she? Because it's a question mark in the headline.
Mm.
This is according to Fox News. Janet Jackson is delaying her Unbreakable tour. This is where she's in a train wreck and she's the only one that lives.
I love that tour.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a good one. Everyone else, I feel bad for anyone who goes, but
Just need to watch out for Sam Jackson.
Sure, he's real trouble. He is breakable, turns out. Anyway, says Wednesday she and her husband are planning their family and that she is under doctor's orders to rest. Yeah, at 49, you're kind of past the easy stage of when you should just, you know, have a kid. Mm-hmm. And now later it's harder because you got all kinds of medical things you got to watch out for. Anyway, the 49-year-old singer announced in a clip on her Twitter account on Wednesday morning that there had been a, quote, sudden change to the second leg of her tour, which started in August. She didn't say she was pregnant with her first child, only that she needed to rest up. The youngest child in the Jackson family, she turns 50 in May. Well, that puts, where does that put Tito and those guys? Are they like in their 60s?
They're on standby.
Okay.
Tito, you're on deck. We might need you to come fill in. You know, whenever you see a question mark in a headline, it's Betteridge's Law that it's going to be answered with a no.
Yeah, probably.
What's the phrase? Any headline that ends in a question mark can be answered by the word no.
Mm-hmm. She says, I have to rest up, doctor's orders, but I haven't forgotten about you. Yeah, but did you forget about the tickets they bought? What if I bought a ticket for the Unbreakable Tour? Are you going to refund me? I would never buy a ticket for the Unbreakable Tour.
No, of course not.
I would never do that. No, I think she still comes out with like a snake around her and stuff, or was that somebody else I'm thinking
I
of?
Think that's, well, that is her.
Or was that her sister? That's her sister, LaToya, right?
That was LaToya, that's right, and Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
What was for a slave.
What's LaToya
she did that
doing?
For, I'm a slave for you.
Let's just look up LaToya real quick.
Okay.
She is currently...
Hope Safe Search is on.
It is. Let's see. American Idol, Oakland's LaToya, London. Okay, I don't care about that.
LaToya in rural Jackson is who you're looking for.
In rural Jamaica, LaToya sees education as a way out of poverty. All right. So she's up to some good business here.
She was part of the Psychic Friends Network for a long time, I know.
LaToya Morris, arrested after four of her children were found abandoned in a hotel. All right. That's a different lady. All right. I'll never forget.
I think she had almost the same facial surgery that Michael had, I think.
Oh, did she do all that stuff too?
Yeah.
Is she whiter as well?
I don't know if she's whiter, but she has the same, like, let me show you a photo here.
That little pinched nose thing?
Yep, exactly. Here, I'll put it in the chat room. You can get it from there too.
No one ever talks about that doctor and why he was so terrible at this.
Jeez, sorry about that horrible Google link right there. Oh, I gave you the wrong thing. Sorry,
oh.
Let me...
Well,
give
no,
you a
there
specific.
It is. There
there's
she
a specific
is. I see
photo
it.
I want you to see.
It's like flat.
That one right there.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a look here. Oh yeah. No, that one came up for me before. I actually got it.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Yeah. It shows a lot of the results, but yeah. Yeah, that's the same. It's the same nose. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's LaToya.
That's LaToya.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
Don't let me ever get reconstructive plastic surgery on my
all
face.
Right.
Okay. Just don't let me do it because I don't want to look like a goblin. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making any judgments here.
But if you kick her, she sprouts gold.
Yay. What are you doing kicking me? You've got to follow me to my pot of gold.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, it's Recommendals with Nicole. It's Tom's Tech Time and a funny call for Brian a little bit later after that. Before all that, though, Let's take a moment, put our ears to rest, and listen to some music. What do you got?
Sure. This comes from Aaron from Shirley, New York. Says, hey, guys.
Ah, sorry.
My gosh.
Sorry.
Sorry. Hey, guys, I'd like to start off with Sorry Charlie Day. No, I'm not apologizing to the star of TV's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but bringing awareness to a holiday I saw on the internet. Apparently, April 6th is Sorry Charlie Day, a holiday to reflect on one's past rejections with its namesake rooted in the character Charlie Tuna from the old Starkist Tuna ads.
Okay.
So, to celebrate, I think the classic hip-hop jam Just a Friend by Biz Markie might lighten the mood after such a rough rejection. Stumped for a cover, I turned to YouTube and stumbled upon a really awesome acoustic interpretation by a woman named Amanda Lee Piers. I'm a big fan of the Frog Pants, Coverville, Diamond Club, Empire, and really appreciate the great content you all make, despite what everyone else thinks. Ha ha! I'm sorry. Ha ha! Like Nelson from The Simpsons.
Got it.
Love the show, though. P.S. All that tuna talk got me thinking.
Mm.
Is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
No, he's going to the classics, is he?
Hey, it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
We asked for more fish.
All right.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Amanda Lee Piers does this great cover of the song by Biz Markie, Just a Friend. You'll find it on YouTube. She recorded it a couple years ago, and this is great. And it's long enough that I can get a cup of coffee while it plays. This is Just a Friend by Amanda Lee Piers.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Well, let me tell you a little story about my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got up on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd when I guess who I met. So I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth, so I can ask you some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pints and a very big car. So I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. See I ain't going for that. So this is what I'm about to say. Oh baby, you got what I need. Oh, oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. Oh, oh, but you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. So I took a word for it. At this time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime, cause I got friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine and Jack. So when we started talking, getting familiar, we spent lots of time so we can build up a relationship or some kind of understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. I called her every day to see how she was doing, but every time I called, it seemed like something was brewing. So I called her on the phone, and a guy picked up, and I called back again. I said, yo, who is that? She said, oh, he's just a friend. Come on. See, I ain't going for that. Oh, baby, you got what I. Oh, yeah. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. So I went to a college on a surprise visit. See my baby girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day and I knew she was there, the very first semester of the school year. So I went to the gate to find out where was her dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form and show me where it was for that moment. But I didn't know that I was in for such an event. So I went to a room and I opened that door. Oh snap, well guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to these words that I say. Don't ever talk to a girl who said she just has a friend. See, I ain't
song for that song. This is what I'm about to sing, no, oh, baby, you got what I need. Oh, oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, but you say he's just a friend, oh, baby. Oh, now, now, you say he's just a friend. Oh, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
All books have covers of some sort. Some are plain, some glossy and eye-catching, and some, such as this book, are covered with delicate patterns. You may not have thought much about the covers and how they are made. It is just one of those things we have come to accept.
Cheers, genitals.
The Morning Stream. You didn't say the magic word.
All right, we're back. Man, that gif of you grabbing the chicken is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen it. Me grabbing a chicken?
Have you not seen this? Here, I'll repost it.
Is it the one that
E.
David Croft?
Have you not seen that?
I think I did early, like, a while back.
It's my favorite thing I've ever seen. Chat room, you guys can see it because I put it up on the screen. People at home watching YouTube, you can see it. But I feel bad for listeners who can't see this. You know what? Put it on the tweet. Tweeter it.
Yeah, tweet that out. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm putting it on Facebook right now if I can.
Freaking genius. Oh my gosh, best gif ever made. All right. I don't even know how to go on from this. That was incredible. Let's call Nicole. That's how we'll go on. Nicole Spagnolo. You know her, you love her. You want to make more of her. Here's the thing for her. Oh, Nicole, my sweet Nicole. Nicole Spagnolo on the line. What's up in that part of Arizona you live in?
Oh, hi. You know, nothing.
It looked like you were holding some big. You look like you're holding a robot, but it's just your microphone on a stand there. It's very nice.
Oh, yeah. Hold the robot.
Yeah, hold the robot. How
gently
are you?
Cradle the robot.
Touch the robot. Show us on the robot where it touched you. Wait, what? All right. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you're all done with your visit to the... Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Flip side.
Yeah?
Listeners should know. I'm great.
Yeah.
Checked out clean. Court low. Came out clean on the other side.
The only downside is that I know that Mark didn't film it, which makes me sad. Or not film it, recorded it. And he doesn't need to film it. But, like, you know, tape recorded your reactions as you woke up. That would have been kind of a
hoot. Spagnolo walked but through I remember
talking to him. You know what it feels like when you're coming out of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Well, you don't know, Scott, because you've never gotten drunk.
No, I don't know the drunk part.
It is the start of a buzz.
Mm.
So for me, when I drink, I get very chatty. Mm-hmm. So I was a little drunky feeling, mm-hmm. and I proceeded to talk about just a whole bunch of stuff. And I was very aware of what I was talking about, but it just seemed very logical that this was the time and place to talk mm-hmm. about politics.
Really? Weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
And the way I got there was the nurses were just so nice to me in the hospital. And I'm talking to Mark. I'm like, why can't everybody be nice? and that morning I had watched a Trump video. It was a black guy holding a sign that said free hugs. And he went to a Trump rally and he went to a Bernie Sanders rally.
Yeah.
And everybody was so mean to him at the Trump rally. And I was... like, why can't people be nice?
Oh, see, that's sweet. It shows your real... See, this is the thing. When you come out of that, it shows your real self, even if you don't remember it. When I came out of it, all I could talk about was how hot the nurse was. What does that say about me? Or about people on Twitter...
Nice they were.
People on Twitter lying.
That guy on Twitter lied.
That's right. He did.
I did bring you up, Scott.
Oh, great.
I told Mark, I said, I don't know what the hell Scott was talking about, a turtle out of his butt. I don't know. Because I actually, when I was waking up, I didn't even realize the process. I thought I was waking up like in between, like,
oh, during,
yeah.
You don't want that.
Or I had just dozed off as they were prepping and I was afraid to open my eyes.
It felt really good. It's the same. So I found out later that it's the same stuff that that Michael Jackson was illegally getting administered to him to be the strongest possible drug.
Okay.
It's the stuff that basically killed him eventually. But something propofol or propanol or whatever it was. Anyway, that stuff's hardcore, dude. Woo.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That happened, and I'm good, and I'm glad. I have IBS, apparently.
Yep. Welcome to my world. Yep. May all our irritable bowels sing in one unison praise of one another.
So if you're talking to me at Nerdtacular and I have to excuse myself.
Yeah.
Just let it clear path, people.
Yep. We need a little red carpet going from here to the can. Let us through.
When I get nervous, when I travel, I've always been like that, though.
Well, I have, too, so it makes sense. Yeah, you and I are in the same boat. It's funny as you went through this. I was like, oh, it's like I'm having memories.
We got quite the museum for you to go to, though.
You have a museum.
There's
a Pooh Museum
in Britain.
England that we need to send you to.
Yeah, you can go to the Pooh Museum. Okay. They'll take good care of you there. All right. Well, let's do recommendals. Yeah. We do this every week. Nicole comes on the show and we talk about stuff that's streaming that we like. We usually do it based on a theme. What was our theme this last time? Do you remember?
Let me pull up the thing.
It's movies with titles between F and
G H I J K or L, and the scene is something is created.
Ah, right. Oh,
Brian. I found the perfect movie.
Brian may have found me. That's a long story. I'm going to say right up front that I kind of forgot this week. So Brian picked the perfect movie for me, and it turns out I've seen it recently and love it, and it's streaming, and it's perfect for the thing, and it may end up being the one you picked. I don't know. So we'll find out. Brian, we'll start with you though. We always do. Do you have any setup for this clip?
Yes, this is a 2006 movie. It's one I hadn't seen before, and I really, really enjoyed it. And the movie begins with the letter I, and it was, and you don't find out what's created until the very end.
Whoa. All right, I like the sound of this. Here's your clip.
My name is Dalton Russell. Pay strict attention to what I say because I choose my words carefully and I never repeat myself. I've told you my name. That's the who. The where could most readily be described as a prison cell. But there's a vast difference between being stuck in a tiny cell and being in prison. The what is easy. Recently, I planned and set in motion events to execute the perfect bank robbery. That's also the when. As for the why, beyond the obvious financial motivation, it's exceedingly simple. Because I can. Which leaves us only with the how. And therein, as the bard would tell us, lies the rub.
All right, so that's that movie that what's his name directed, which surprised everybody because it was nothing like his other movies.
Right.
Hold on. It's Spike Lee.
Uh huh.
Directed it. That guy is dude from City of Men or Planet of Men, Men Planet.
Children of Men.
And it's called Bank Robbery Heist Man.
Close enough.
Okay.
You got one of the words right.
Nicole, do you know? Maybe Nicole knows. Do you know?
I don't know. All right. I know who it is, but I don't know the movie.
It's
Inside Man.
Oh, that's it.
And it just got me how that seems like a gay porn title. But this is a movie that's streaming on Netflix.
Yeah.
it's really, really good. Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, Jodie Foster, Willem Dafoe, Christopher Plummer, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Hey, you did that all right. Nice job on that, dude. You've got his name. I'm terrible at that guy's name.
It's so good. It is just such a really good film. And it's one of those kinds of movies that I love. I like bank heist movies. I don't know what it is about those. But I also like twists and turns and things you don't expect. And this one has it. And what's really cool is that, like I said at the beginning, you don't find out what the creation is until at the end of the film. You get lots of little hints towards it. And I don't want to say there's, you know.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just say, what, yeah, what, say is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's streaming. It is worth your 2 hours for sure.
Yeah.
It already, I mean, it's got like a.
That's a great movie.
7.6 out of 10.
Yeah.
On IMDb, it's got like a 4 out of 5 on Netflix. It's really good, really worth seeing.
I've always loved it. I loved it. I saw it in theaters because I was so weirded out by the idea that a bank heist movie was being made by Spike Lee and that it wasn't like a, you know, didn't have some important social message or any of that. It was just like straight up, here's a bank heist and a rad twist at the end and a bunch of great actors. And it seemed like out of his wheelhouse. And I ended up loving it.
Like, yeah.
Right with you, dude. That's a great movie. I'm glad.
And
I'm,
even, you know, there's a couple little jabs at video game violence. Surprisingly, you wouldn't expect it in a bank heist movie, but yeah, it's really, really good. I'm not going to say any more. Jodie Foster is, I mean, this was right before she quote unquote kind of retired from acting.
Yeah.
And
this one, isn't it close to Panic Room? Around the same time?
It was, I think so, yeah. I want to say Panic Room may have come out
before, right?
Before this. Let me tell you here. I guess The Beaver was one of her last things. Oh, no, Elysium was one of the last things
she did. This God, I forgot about that movie.
This was like 4 years after Panic Room. Wow. Even Flight Plan was between this and
Well, you don't want to see Flight Plan, by the way.
Don't see Flight Plan.
No.
You
don't even want to know what a Flight Plan is. What I'm saying. There's a reason Pan Am went under. Anyway, I love this movie. And where is it streaming? You said already.
Netflix.
Oh my gosh, I gotta watch
it. Check it out. Yeah.
I love it. Inside. I'm writing this down because I want to see it again. 2006. Feels like ages ago, but it's like yesterday.
10 years. Ten years.
Oh, think of that. That's weird. 2006 was a decade ago.
when I think decade ago, oh, the 90s, right?
Yeah. That's crazy. Really weird. All right. Worth seeing. Here's mine. I hope I didn't scoop Nicole. I'll feel bad if I did. Or if
you did.
I hope Brian didn't scoop Nicole.
What's your letter? What's your letter?
My letter is T.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry, H.
It's H. Okay.
Sorry.
Mine's K, so we're good.
Okay, so we're good. All right, so here you go. Why did I say T? Oh, because I thought it was the in front.
Because it's the, sure.
Yeah. All right, here's the thing. I'm just going to play this quick piece of this trailer here.
Once upon a time, the American dream was power, wealth, and success. But in the city that never sleeps, the American dream is about to get a wake-up call.
Just got hired today, you know.
Okay, that's all I'm playing because I think the name comes up in a second. But any guesses?
I have never heard that trailer before, and I would never be able to guess it from that trailer.
It's very odd.
This is a very odd trailer.
Okay, so who? Siri, I didn't say your name. Frick. She's getting worse at random pickups. I don't know what the deal is. All right, I'm going to tell you who's in this thing, okay? The chat room knows because I showed the video of the thing. So here goes. Here we go. It is Tim Robbins. Any guesses yet? No.
Hudsucker Proxy?
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Very good.
Joel and Ethan Coen directed. This is Brian's favorite Ethan and Joel Coen film.
It is. Yeah. You know, I love Fargo. I love Raising Arizona. But for whatever reason, this movie, you know, we're talking about like movies that kind of have it all for you. Mm-hmm. And this one for me has it all. Even Anna Nicole Smith, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm. For Pete's sake. I am cooperating, Wade.
Pete's sake.
The of their movies, it's easily one of my favorite surprises of theirs because I think it's so unusual compared to the rest of their work.
Yeah. It's been a really long time since I've seen this.
Oh, it's so worth seeing.
Where the hula hoop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. For kids, you know.
You know, for kids. And he jumps out of a window. That's pretty great. And there's a bunch of other great stuff. And I loved Paul Newman's great in this thing. Like, it's a fantastic freaking movie. Absolutely worth your time. It's almost
even Jennifer Jason Leigh and that accent that she manages to hold on to for the entirety of the film.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Even though it's annoying. It's like, hey, what are you doing there?
It's total Girl Friday. Like, you know,
it's really good.
The room, you know,
she's really good at it in it. Mm-hmm. Like it holds up somehow. So yeah, it's a great movie. It's the one they did right before Fargo and you couldn't have had a weirder shift in kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Man, I want to see I'm looking at the list here and I just kind of want to see everything.
Well, it's the 30th anniversary of Fargo. And so Amazon Prime is doing a big Coen Brothers, festival basically where a majority of their films are available on Amazon Prime streaming.
Nice. Well, I'm in. It's a good movie. People should see it. Watch it now. Hudsucker Proxy. Fits all of the stuff. They create a hula hoop. So they created that thing.
I'm going to be watching this because it's so good.
All right. So, Nicole.
You might want to watch the one I recommend.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Want to or might not want to?
You will. You will.
All right.
You'll really want to.
All right. Play us a little audio. What do you got?
There you go. Am I Skypey to you? Because you're Skypey to me.
No, but I can pause us and unpause us. See if that helps.
Nah, that's right.
Here, I'm doing it anyway. Tough boobs. Here it goes. Okay, you're back.
It's going to do it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. You probably messed it up on your end now.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, go ahead.
Okay, here you go.
Please, God, tell me I have not inspired something burgundy. Red. Red. Red, Charlie boy. Rule one, red.
Is the color of sex.
Burgundy is the color of hot water bottles. Red is the color of sex and fear and danger and signs that say do not enter.
All of my favorite things in life.
Who's that?
Well, he's got your new girlfriend in there.
But they're comfy.
Shouldn't be comfy!
Thank God, I thought it was just me. Well,
I don't know what you're used to making around here, Charlie boy, but now you're making sex. 2.5 feet of irresistible, tubular sex. I mean the heel! For God's sake!
Yeah, it won't break. That's what you wanted,
isn't it? It means having to go around looking like a bloody Ukrainian peasant. No!
Well, it's better than flouncing around like a...
You want to show your niche market a little more respect, Charlie boy?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I have no idea. It's obviously British as hell.
Yeah, I don't recognize it. I can't even. Is that Julian Sands?
No.
Okay.
She had to think about it for a sec.
This is a great movie. So it is, what they're talking about are boots.
Boots or boobs?
Boots.
Okay.
He's making boots.
Okay.
This is the Cyndi Lauper thing.
No.
No?
All right. Not Cyndi Lauper.
Okay. I'm stumped then.
Still stumped?
Yep.
I think it's also a play.
Yeah. Okay. Then this is the Cyndi Lauper thing. Because wasn't she involved with the...
Kinky
Boots?
Yes, it is Kinky Boots.
Oh, is she in that?
I think she co-wrote it.
Did she? Because this
unless
came out
I'm completely.
Maybe.
Yeah, unless I'm completely confusing it, I thought that... I'm looking that up now because I might be confusing with something else.
So the guy that you heard talking is from 12 Years a Slave, and I'm going to butcher his name. I don't even want to try to attempt it.
It's the guy you just said, Brian, from your movie. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, yep. Is it? Is it Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him talking about burgundy and red being... So he,
yeah, there we go. Cyndi Lauper wrote the music for it, wrote all the music for it.
He's trans, and he's looking for a pair of shoes that can support him, and basically he meets Charlie Boy, who has a business, a very old shoe business, but it's failing, so he's trying to keep the company going, and he starts making these boots.
Yeah. And Joel Edgerton, he's cool, that guy.
Oh, Joel Edgerton, yeah
I like him.
He's a cabaret dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really funny. It's really clever. It has Simon Pegg's friend.
The one who always co-stars with him in the movies?
Yes.
Nick Frost.
Nick Frost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in it. And actually, the scene we were just listening to, it continues on where he says, "Oh, love, I think those would look great on you." And then he comes down and sits on his lap. And
he's also Ramesses in that terrible movie that was made a couple years ago, the one with the Egyptian deal, the Moses story. Oh, Exodus, Gods and Kings. Mm. He was the blue-eyed, crazy-eyed looking Ramesses guy.
So when did the Cyndi Lauper thing come out?
So I'm looking that up because I'm curious about it too. So the movie came out, as you said, 2005. Mm-hmm. Cyndi Lauper wrote all the music and wrote the screenplay for the Broadway adaptation. And that came out in 2011, I think. And it won. It was actually the winner of the Tonys that year.
Oh. All right. Well, I like the sound of all this.
Yeah. And it's streaming on which?
Witch.com. It's the new streaming service by the Coven.
Netflix. I looked for it on Amazon. It's not on Amazon. And, it's a really fun movie. I liked it.
All right. I'm in. Your internet, I think, went poopy because your video went bad and your sound is real weird now. But everyone else sounds good, so I don't know what's going on.
It's your fault. You paused it.
Yeah. It's totally on me. nice. All right. We need to pick a theme for next week.
Okay. Here we go. Let's do theme.
Okay.
I don't want to do that one.
All right.
Okay. So the theme, crime or punishment.
Okay.
Crime or punishment.
Crime or punishment, not crime and, punishment. Right?
Okay. Right. Doesn't
crime
have to be.
Punishment.
But you won't get penalized if you have both.
Okay. In the penal system. Got it.
So crime or punishment and spans more than 10 years.
Wow.
Mark apparently just finished watching something on Netflix.
Yeah.
just got good.
I know. Okay, can we rule one out?
Yes, let's rule out
Shawshank. Yeah, because it's now streaming and it's too easy to do it.
It's way too easy. So I'm sorry. So time span is 10 years or more and it's crime or punishment.
Yes. Okay. I like that. I also really like prison movies. Brian, I'm with you, by the way, on heist movies. They're some of my favorite genre. I love it.
Yeah. Especially when you kind of root for the heister.
Yeah. It's all good.
Is prison the punishment part?
Prison or court,
any of that stuff.
Crime or punishment. So it could be like
you could do any part of if you do the crime, you must do the time.
Right. If it fits, you must acquit.
any area in that.
Now, if you're so we're ruling out Shawshank. If Heat was on, Brian, let's go back to the other thing about heists. Have you seen Heat ever?
Yes, the one with De Niro and Pacino.
Yes,
and Kilmer.
The best bank heist scene of all film time, in my opinion. It's fan frickin' tastic. If you haven't seen it in a while, it's not streaming anywhere.
I need to watch it again. I actually own the DVD, so I'll watch it. I think it came in free in one of those like multi-packs.
I love Heat.
A Lilu Dallas multi-pack.
That is such a great movie, and I want to put it out there that is a movie that is worth sacking that is also really good.
Oh, cool.
I would just put that out there. All right, Nicole, I love this theme. This is going to be fun. I always look forward to it. Follow her on Twitter to find out what she covered today and more at Nicole Spag.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
You could do 12 Years a Slave. That's more than 10 years, and there's punishment in there.
Oh, look at that. And it's got Chewy Ejiofor in it.
It's more Chewetel Ejiofor.
Yeah. Chewy's. I call him Chewy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to the Tadpole for all their support for my trying time last week.
They were super.
They were a really great distraction, and I needed it bad.
Good. It's like the worst thing ever. Awesome. The actual procedure, I was right, wasn't I? That the night before sucks. The procedure's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like procedures like in and out and we're done.
Don't even know what happened.
Brian likes my choice of words. All right.
I do. It's the best.
Nicole Spag, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon. I think her internet in Arizona is sucking the cheese.
I think so, yeah.
I don't think it was us.
Must be Cox.
It's always Cox. You know, ever since Manster bought him out, it's been a real problem.
Yeah.
Manster Cox.
This is like the most unintentionally explicit content episode of TMS I think we've ever done.
We're not trying to, folks. No. We really aren't.
It's like if we could have an iTunes tag that says explicit with a question mark at the end, that would be appropriate for this episode. Explicit?
I don't know. You be the judge. All right, let's get Sir Thomas Emeritus on the line.
All right.
And we'll play this to do it.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Dude, your hair is cool today. What is up with that?
I got to look.
Yeah, that's called don't look at it before you sit down.
Nice.
You could probably give it an acronym. It would roll off the tongue a little easier.
Yeah, but, chicks in New York paid top dollar.
Tom Merritt comes on the show on Wednesdays. We talk about technology, at least a bit of it, and it's all in preparation for the fantastic show known as the Daily Tech News Show today at 2:30 Mountain Time, which I'll be on today. It's kind of a crazy week with all the VR landing and the whatnot. What's going on, man? What's happening?
Are we landing? Finally landing on VR?
Finally.
We choose to go to the VR.
It didn't choose to land on us.
That's one small step for a person.
I think that was the greatest combination of quotes about landing on something ever.
That's pretty good.
I'm sorry it didn't have a dirty implication fitting with the theme of the rest of
it. For today's episode, sure.
I'll give it time.
Yeah, no, the VR stuff is interesting, but it's kind of a slow boil, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, Oculus Rifts are delayed. HTC Vive had their credit card processing issues. So there's not the big splash, but I'll tell you what's making a big splash in the headlines this morning. Mm. Is Facebook's Periscope, Facebook Live, being added to the app.
Oh, my. Hold on a minute. Is that true? I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. No, Facebook has had a live streaming feature since last year. Mm-hmm. At first, only pre-approved people, mostly celebrities, could use it. In December, they opened it up to everybody, but it was still kind of buried, so a lot of people didn't know it was there. They're making it front and center. It's rolling out over the next couple weeks. If you don't see it in your app today, you'll see it eventually. It lets you go live to a group or an event or to the public. So like if there's a birthday event that was scheduled through Facebook, you can go live to everyone who RSVP'd to that event, even if they're not there. Here's where it gets like Periscope too. You can use the new Facebook reactions, the wow, love, all of that stuff, and it will show up in the stream.
Kind of like the hearts do in Periscope.
Yeah. There are comments, obviously, Facebook comments, like the chat. Those replay if you watch it later when it's archived, just like Periscope. This is something interesting. You can use a filter on your stream, so you could make it sepia tone or tilt shift, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
And they say eventually you're going to do it. They're going to allow you to draw on the screen while you're streaming. So that's kind of cool. You could do a Telestrator type
thing. Do you think it's interesting, or maybe this isn't that big of a deal, but it seems interesting they didn't just try to take their other owned property, Instagram, and make that a platform for doing this? Or do you think there's still sort of an effort to keep Instagram in its own little walled space and attentive to whatever its particular needs might be and not to Facebook it up too much?
It's a bit of a funny question because when Facebook bought Instagram, everyone's fear was that they would take it and turn it into something Facebook-y, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I think you're right. I think what they're doing is just saying, no, Instagram can do what Instagram does and go Instagram and be Instagram.
And Periscope's been a success at the least. Well, I mean, it seems to be. I mean, it's a Twitter-owned property, so they can – it doesn't necessarily have to be a success. It can kind of be a –
it's caught the imagination. It's buzzy. I don't know how much of a success. I think it's probably too early to call it a success, but it certainly shoved Meerkat out of the way.
Yeah.
And I definitely still hear about people going live on Periscope and celebrities doing Periscope streams. But here's something that Facebook's got that Periscope doesn't. Money. Facebook is going to be paying certain entities, like for instance Vox Media that owns The Verge and Recode, to go live on Facebook Live and try to bring people over. So they're throwing some money at the problem to get people to switch.
I they've got deep pockets, and they also have an opportunity here. I'm a little VR heavy. I understand that. Literally I will be when my Oculus gets in and makes my head hurt, but I'm a little heavy on the way I think about things right now, and Facebook being the parent company of Oculus makes me wonder if we will one day see features like this happen in their social apps in VR. So being able to stream live, whatever you're doing in VR to your Facebook page so that all the other terrestrials not wearing headsets, or even those who might be, can see what you're doing.
I know of someone in the Facebook land who is very much working on 360-degree video. As we saw at CES, there's a few more of these 360-degree video cameras. A few of them showed up at Mobile World Congress as well. So if those become more popular, then suddenly people can do 360-degree video. But I guess the difference there is that you have to buy a camera and hook it up to someone, something, and then you can stream to VR. Yeah. With Periscope, with Meerkat, and now with Facebook Live, you just need your phone. Everybody's got a phone. Well, not everybody, but most people do. So you can just pull that out and start broadcasting. Now, they could show that in VR, but it's not going to be 360.
Yeah. I would recommend,
or
by the way,
IR Steridian or whatever.
On this entire point, if you want to see something very interesting in its infancy, check out what Will Smith's new project is. It's got a new show called Foo TV. It's basically, or Foo VR. It's basically, it's a show, an interactive podcast. Yeah, it's basically a video podcast, but it's in the 3D. It's in a 3D world, and they're essentially building a platform that lets them not only have multiple people around a table and talking, but being able to pull up at will three-dimensional objects, worlds, spaces, environments, and take them back and forth from each other, look at them. The entire thing is filmed in such a way that you can watch it in both VR and just as video. And, for example, they had the guys on from a very recently successful Firewatch video game. They had those developers on.
That's the pilot episode.
Exactly. Yeah. And they teleported, like, into the environment of the game, looked at some of the objects in the game, talked about all that kind of stuff. It was super cool. Will's an old friend, but I had no idea he was working on this. It is the raddest idea ever. And because Tom lives near him, I'll bet money we end up seeing Tom Merritt in that world at some point. But if you haven't checked that out, go find that. It just speaks to this idea of, hey, you know that thing we do like messaging, or that thing we do like video chatting or periscoping or whatever the hot thing is? There is a very good chance one day you will be doing it as a 3D or even video real avatar of yourself.
You are hot on the VR, aren't you?
I'm so hot on the VR, dude.
You know, it's like the old joke of, like, every conversation ends up being about Apple. Like, mm-hmm. every conversation ends up being about VR these days.
Yeah,
not just talking to Scott.
Yeah, and Apple. Well, I think talking to a lot of people, it's all over the place. Yeah. And I think if Apple's smart, they'll want to make sure that we're also talking about them in VR. I don't know what's gonna get them mm-hmm. to do anything. I don't know. Google's obviously got some cool plans behind the scenes right now. It's gonna get real interesting.
Well, Google's out there with cardboard. Like, yeah. they're shooting for the low end, and, sure. and they may advance up into the higher end, like you're saying. They've got some plans.
Right.
But they are out there. Yeah, the VR players are Facebook Corporation, mm-hmm. Through their subsidiary Oculus Rift, HTC and Valve. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the Vive is just HTC's implementation of Valve's VR.
Yeah.
I think that has gotten lost in all of this because of how good it is. And HTC, you know, deserves lots of credit for that. But I think the intention for Valve is that they will have other manufacturers also making Vive-like VR.
That is absolutely their plan, yeah, as far as I know. And also, don't forget about what's happening with PlayStation. Like, there's so much stuff happening.
Right, exactly, absolutely.
It's all exciting. The only downside, Tom, is that everybody I've talked to and every review I've read, nobody's finding a killer app yet. Like, we've yet to hit. It's like, that's pretty cool.
You mean these things have almost shipped to people and we haven't found a killer app yet? They're a failure. They're an absolute, don't anyone buy.
It would have been interesting to see if one of them, either one, had said, well, we've got this one thing, and that one thing ended up being so compelling that it swayed everybody's interest in their device.
There's still time.
Yeah, there's definitely time. So, very exciting.
I mean, I know that HTC and Oculus have done a lot to reach out to developers and get them, you know, Oculus particularly, trying to get developers to make stuff. So it's not unreasonable to think that maybe we would have had something show up already because of that, because of the amount of time. Mm-hmm. But I think you really need to get these things into a critical mass of users who then start migrating towards one thing or another and say, oh yeah, this is the really cool thing. Or have a developer who's using it and talking to lots of other people who are using it regularly and being like, oh, wait, I hadn't thought about doing that or solving that problem. So I think by the end of the year, maybe, is what I would say, I would expect to see the popular usage of VR start to becoming into focus.
I'm going to make a prediction before we let you go.
All right.
Here it is. In 3 to 4 years, on TMS on a Wednesday morning, there will be a way for us to all be in here in VR, still recording to audio because there's always the baseline, but we'll be in a VR space having this conversation. We'll be able to see each other's avatars, interact within that space. And the topic will shift from, wouldn't it be neat if we could do that? Because now it'll be the thing we're doing. It will shift to, when is VR going to offer end-to-end encryption? And then you're going to talk about that stuff again because...
Oh, well, that to me is irrelevant.
Right. Oh, really?
I mean, not irrelevant that they should do it, but it's not a problem.
Right.
Like, that's the same, to me, it's the same exact conversation as everything else, right, which is, you know, end-to-end encryption should be there. So, yeah, I guess if there's, that's, that's not about broadcasting. We don't really care about end-to-end encryption on the stream that goes out to people in the morning stream, right?
No, we don't.
I mean, you should have a secure website that you're visiting and know you're visiting the morning stream's website or Alpha Geek or Diamond Club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need this to be a private conversation because that kind of goes against the idea of everyone.
Right. But it seems like, well, the same issues are going to come up. Patent issues and...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Copyright.
No, from that respect, yeah, I think that's a... Maybe I just think that's so obvious that that's why I'm like, huh, I don't know. That's... But yeah.
It's the forever
war. History will repeat itself with all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's the forever war. There's no getting around it. Tom Merritt, always a pleasure today at 2:30.
Before we wrap up, though, like you just made me realize... I have to redo this whole studio.
Yeah, you are, dude.
Yeah, because it's all built one side of it,
built
right?
on two dimensions, right? Like right. This looks amazing behind me because you can only see this much of it. Yeah. And everybody walks into here when they walk in here for the first time, they're like, "Oh, that's all that is." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." 360 ruins that. Suddenly, right. It's like, "Oh
well,
man."
Well, that's why I'm voting for rendered 3D environments.
I really want the picture of Castro in a baseball uniform on the 360 degree.
My coffee can. I'm gonna have to move the one I use when I can't make it upstairs. To the bathroom.
Yeah. This place is a mess right over here.
See, I am zero interested in people. Well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say I'm zero interested. I want to see how that technology fleshes out, but I'm more interested in even almost crudely rendered environments where we are only represented by robotic looking, terribly rendered,
Second Life.
Yeah. This will become a green screen.
That's what I want. I want that. I want to be able to walk around and hand you things awkwardly and you pick them from
me. On the Scott Johnson spaceship.
Like, you guys, watch that Foo VR thing. It's exactly what I'm talking about,
yeah,
basically.
We mentioned that on Cord Killers this week, too. It's really cool. I second that emotion.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Congrats to Will. And not the Will Smith you're all thinking of. All right.
What I've started to do is if people mention Will Smith, I go, oh, you mean from the guy who used to work at Tested?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah,
and then people
the
are like, no. I'm no. like, oh, there's another Will Smith? Just trying to fight that battle.
Fight the battle. He thinks he has 87,000 Twitter followers because so many people think he's Will Smith. But
the
anyway.
Fresh Prince took his name. We're taking it back. Yeah.
A ginger from the American South is Will Smith, everyone. All right. Awesome stuff, as always. Tom, anything else before we cut you loose?
Oh, yeah. Huge thanks to everybody out there who has pre-ordered Pilot X, my book that is up on inkshares.com. If you haven't heard about it, it is a book about a time traveler who is faced with a time war and the fact that the race he comes from may not be innocent. And he's got some tough decisions to face about what he wants to do to save the universe. If that sounds interesting to you, go to inkshares.com, search for Pilot X. And the way Inkshares works is if I get enough pre-orders, they'll do a light edit and publish of it. And if I get 750 pre-orders, they'll do a full publishing deal with marketing and everything. So I'm hoping to get there over the next 80 days or so. But we're very close to that first light publishing goal already. So big thanks to everybody who's ordered that. And if it sounds interesting, please check it out. Inkshares.com. Pilot X.
Sounds freaking awesome. Tom Merritt, everybody. Take it easy. Ace Detect on Twitter. I'll talk to you later today. Bye
See
now.
See ya.
Bye now.
Would like to be ya.
Didn't want to say wouldn't want to be ya.
No, right? Of course, because that wouldn't be true. That would be incorrect.
Okay, I'll give you something correct. Here's a haiku from a listener about Brian Ibbett.
Okay.
Here you go.
I wrote this haiku for Brian Ibbett. A warm midnight breeze awakes the slumbering trees. They don't seem to mind.
That's it. I don't know what that's about.
It's about, what happens when I eat too many lentils.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing.
Things get bad.
Let's hear what Veronica says.
I'm wearing a dog suit. I don't have any clothes on. I'm just a dog.
All right. there you have it. That's our only call today.
Tell me more about your mother.
Tell me more. All right. Let's put the lid on this can.
All right. Okay.
I want people to know they can support us. If you like the show and you want to throw a couple of bucks our way, it's really not hard. Just go to patreon.com/TMS, get exclusive access to the Patreon Slack users group. It's an amazing, vibrant group. I'm loving that over there. If you want to find us in other places like Reddit, frogpants.reddit.com. Frogpants.com/TMS has links to all of this. So if you're confused, that's the place to go. Frogpants.com/TMS. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. And leave us emails at themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian's at Coverville. I'm at Scott Johnson, and the show is at Morning Stream. Speaking of Coverville, what's happening today?
There is an episode today, so no great birthdays to kind of latch on to. So let's latch on to something else that's coming up soon, taxes. Yeah, so of course we've got the Beatles' Tax Man, but what about all those other great songs that mention income tax and mention the tax man and mention money? Lots of great monetary covers today on Coverville at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, coverville.com/live.
Sounds all right.
Still clinging to my Twitch account until they pry it from my cold, dead hands.
As it should be. Just purchased Star Wars The Force Awakens Blu-ray on Amazon for $19.99 instead of paying taxes at Costco for the same price.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you. Thank you, Amazon.
Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Satan. It might be the same thing. All right, we're going to get out of here. Why don't we, speaking of music, play a little bit on our way out. What do you got?
Sure. This is a good shorty short request. Matt B. from Durham, North Carolina says, can you play Aurora's cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars? It's gorgeous. So are you guys. Thanks.
Aw.
Thanks, to Matt B. Point.
Yeah.
Yes, this is great. This is, I've never seen a single minute of a single episode of the HBO series Girls. I hear it's great. If you like it, great, that's fine. But you know what? The soundtrack, I'll happily enjoy the soundtrack any day of the week. This one comes from Volume 3 of the Girls soundtrack, just came out this year, and includes this great cover of Aurora. I'm sorry, this great cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars, performed here by Aurora.
All right, here it is. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Thursday. Oh, no, Wendy, but we'll do something fun. I got plans.
Oh, good.
She's on some trip, so she won't be here. But she'll be here the following week, but I got plans tomorrow. So come on back for that.
She's on Walkabout.
Oh, yeah.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy is told to go, but a friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's seen it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freaky ass show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's on the best selling show. Oh, is there a life on It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice with the million horns, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broad. Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my darling Clara. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she read it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freaky ass show. On the best selling show. Is there a life on Mars?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.